This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z. Welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in. Well, 7 events this weekend. Another big giant weekend going on in the world of Doc Dogs. Let's count them down and see what's going on. We have the Shields Outdoor Expo in Great Falls, Montana. All right, July 25th through the 26th, 2 days there. Also coming up, Petapalooza in Calgary, July 25th and 26th. That's part of the Canadian Doc Dogs Pet Expo series. And also brought to you by Blue Buffalo, it's Slice of Shoreview Days, July 24th and 26th, and that's part of the Doc Dogs Northern Stars Affiliate Club Series. Also coming up this weekend, the Arapahoe County Fair, I hope I said that right, it's brought to you by the Rocky Mountain Doc Dogs Club, running July 24th through the 26th. And another event, the East Canadian Regional Championships, that's right, it's at Canine Central in Bowmanville, Ontario. That's July 23rd through the 26th, one of Doc Dog's Roads to Worlds, where you're going to be able to do all of your disciplines and try to get your invitation into the World Championships that take place in Dubuque, Iowa this fall. The Boone County Fair, brought to you by Blue Buffalo, is July 22nd through the 25th, part of the National Sportsman Series. And also brought to you by GlycoFlex, it is the Franklin County Fair, Week 2 in Hilliard, Ohio. That's been going on already, started week one last week, of course. That's going to be running, it's already running right now and running through the weekend. So check that out, July 20th through the 25th. That's it for your events coming up this weekend. Big weekend for Doc Dogs, of course. Once again, it's full-blown go-go-go season. I hope everyone's having fun out there playing with their pups. All right, coming up in this episode, well, I'm going to do a continuation of our conversation last week with Jay and Deb Harris and all the excitement and fun they had at the Tin Wolf Inn back a few weeks ago at the regional championships. They were just so excited and so fun. I had to talk to them about it. I hope you enjoyed last week's conversation. But before we get into that, we're going to first talk with someone I had spoke to up in Ottawa when I was at the Rideau River Doc Dogs event. We're going to be talking with Mike March. Mike has unfortunately and unexpectedly lost one of his dogs, his doc dog, they're named Hunter, and it's just sad. It's always sad when somebody loses a dog, and I know we've lost several doc dogs in our community this year already, and it's just a shame that they just don't live as long as we do, and that certainly would be ideal, but when it's unexpected like this, it hits home a little harder because, I don't know, I guess being through it, and it's his first dog loss too, that's rough too. You know, I've been through it, and I don't know, maybe every day in the back of your head somewhere, as your dog gets older, just like as you get older, you know the end's coming. You know, what can you say? But, you know, when your dog's only 6 years old, that thought's way off in your mind. You know it's coming. Everybody knows it's coming. And I always say, if it wasn't worth it, you wouldn't do it again. Getting another dog is what I mean. But when your dog's only 6 or young, and it's not expected that soon, it really hurts. And so I had the opportunity, and I really appreciate Mike taking a little time just to talk to us a little bit about Hunter, his time with him, and what's going on here. So here's my conversation with Mike March.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zooks offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zooks to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zooks Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am in Ottawa, Canada with Mike March at the Rideau River Doc Dogs Club event. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jim. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
Good.
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 Well, some unpleasant news in your family about Hunter, and we're all sorry. So, you know, a lot of that stuff is, a lot of this weekend, I know you've been kind of dedicating and making a tribute to him. It's very unfortunate anytime Doc Doggers lose a dog, but, you know, our condolences from me and Jennifer and Radio Doc Dogs. But you have Maverick out here this weekend.
We do.
And he's representing Hunter. He's pulling the weight there.
He's jumping for Hunter this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And
jumping for his father.
So how's he doing?
He's doing good. He's doing real good. He's kind of depressed. I mean, Hunter's been around him for the last 2 years, and when you take that away, it kind of messes with him a little bit.
And yeah,
he's doing the best that he can, and he's actually done really well in EV last night. He got a new personal best, 6'2".
So. That's awesome.
Yeah, so he's been doing good this weekend.
Well, that's an awesome way to pull some of that weight, I guess, or however you want to look at it, just to keep it exciting. For humans, it's tough. You there's that gap, there's that emptiness, of course. But for dogs, it's got to be there too. I mean, when there's a dog there for so long, and then all of a sudden it's not there.
Absolutely.
So you gotta get a feel for the dog too. You know, when you stop and think about it. But yeah, it looks like you guys are having a great time. Of course, it's great weather out here.
Absolutely perfect. Couldn't ask for a better weekend.
And the weather is just fantastic. You did a kind of a silent, empty throw there for Hunter. That was nice.
I did. That was part of what I guess you'd say part of our healing process is at every event we go to, we're gonna start off the event with a silent throw for Hunter. Honor his legacy.
Yeah. No, that's nice. Yeah, that's very nice. It's great. I loved watching him jump on the dock. He was so fun getting together with you guys and all that. And, you know, so it's cool. It's what he would want you to do, be right back here doing it.
That's, he was, you know, he loved being up here and just loved jumping up and out in that water. And
yep.
It's just what we wanted to, we felt we had to be out here he wanted us here whether he was here or not. And we are out here doing the best we can.
So brag a little bit. What were Hunter's personal bests and all the disciplines and everything like that?
Couldn't get Hunter to do EV. He was funny. He didn't like how he landed in the water, but his personal best jump for a big air was 21'9", and
wow.
Then his best speed retrieve was 7.5 seconds.
Okay.
Wasn't the fastest dog, and he just kind of lackadaisically swam. That was kind of him, you know, leisure and laid back. So it's hard not having him not here, but
I know
we are making do, and we are carrying on his legacy.
Well, and I know everybody here, you know, sympathizes, and they miss him here too. But I think it's a great turnout as far as support for you. It looked like on Facebook, just everybody was.
Oh, I just,
you know, yeah. When you lose a dog, especially before its time, you know, it's tough in its own. But when it's kind of unexpected and before its time, it's got to be even tougher. I have not ever experienced that, but I can't even imagine. So, you know, still, you have a lot of healing to do, I'm sure. But this is part of it. This is helping. Hopefully, that's our hope.
That right.
Us here with your support and you being up there and jumping Maverick and
yep.
The whole family here. The whole family's here.
The whole family is, well, almost the whole family. My brother couldn't make it out, but
okay.
He's been keeping track of what we're doing on Facebook and calling every once in a while, checking, getting updates. So, the whole family's here, just
support. Yeah,
supporting.
No, that's great.
That's part of the healing. We all loved Hunter. He was one of the best dogs. I mean, he's the first dog I had. So, to lose him early, it was a killer. But
right, first dog and your dog, and
yep.
that's the biggest thing, and that's everything he was to you. So yep, our condolences once again. But we're glad to see you out here, doing some tributes to Hunter, having fun with Maverick. And enjoying the company of the fellow Doc Doggers.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been an amazing weekend. It's ups and downs. I've cried like a baby a couple times, but that's all expected. And I just would like to send some love out to all the clubs that did their tributes yesterday at their events that they're at, Ontario and the people at Clem's. It was just amazing.
Very cool. Very nice. All right, well, thanks again, Mike. Enjoy the rest of the weekend here and have fun.
Thanks, Jim. You too.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, I'd like to thank Mike once again for just taking out some time to speak with us. Again, a sad situation, and we're all very sorry that happened to Hunter. I remember seeing Hunter on the dock, and the whole family jumped him. It was a great time. What else can be said, folks? It's a sad thing, but it does happen, unfortunately, in our world. Hey, let's brighten some things up a little bit. I'm talking with Mr. Get Excited himself, Jay Harris, and his beautiful wife, Deb Harris, of course. They come to us from the Carolina Dock Dogs Club. They were at the Tin Wolf Inn Regional Championships a couple weeks ago. Pretty much there just for the fun, jumping their dogs and having a great time. We started talking with them last week. We're going to continue that conversation right now.
This is Radio Dock Dogs.
So how did you guys do? Hey, Deb, I'm going to let you talk a little bit. Deb, tell us how you did last weekend. Did you make finals? Did you get any invites? How'd you do?
If we would have stayed, I would have made the finals in a dueling Dock Dogs. And Mercedes jumped a 19-footer, which my baby girl is getting better and better. I finally figured out how to throw the friggin' toy. And it's just like, throw it out there, Mama. I'll go after it. And so she is doing so much better. And I think we would have probably got a world invite. But the way I look at it, we, like Jay says, we're not chasing the world. And so it was a good thing that we left and let some other team have our spot. But Mercedes done really well. And the dueling dogs, I will do again because I really love that.
We only jump one big airwave. I mean, really, we done one dueling dogs and one big airwave. And people are like, wow. You know, but we were there to celebrate with people like me and Laura coming down from Wisconsin. And that was just so grand. I mean, you know, hadn't seen Ben since Ben and Laura since back in February when we went on the cruise. And just to tell a little bit about the story, that was a bet payoff.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Was that the payoff
to
the bet?
When Duke and Wisconsin went into the finals NCAAs, they made the bet. And actually, Laura come up with a bet. If Wisconsin won, then we had to come up to Wisconsin for an event. And if we won, they had to come down to North Carolina. So it kind of split the difference. It worked out fantastic, you know, kind of meet in the middle, a shorter distance for them. And they got there actually before we did. And he boxed me, and he says, well, he started before he left. We were talking, and I told him, I said, don't bring a tent. I said, I've got a tent, so you don't have to pack that. And he said, cool, that saves a lot of room in the car.
Yeah.
And so on the way there, he boxed me, and he asked me, before he got there, he says, what do you want me to do about picking a spot? I said, I've never been there, so I have no idea. But I said, they've got a place for me to park the RV. And I said, just play it by ear, but pick us out a good spot to put the tent up. After he got there, he voxed me. He says, Jay, I'll just say it this way. Back in the day when Sir Harley was jumping big, here you could put him on top of the RV and run him, and he could jump in the pool. That's how close you are to it. But actually, we were further away than that. But we did have a ringside seat. And it was just awesome, you know. They really treated us great, and I did not ask for none of it. They just felt like that's what they wanted to do, and so we were center stage. And then when all the old timers, I hate to use that word because I am an old timer in age, but you know I mean that is the length of time you've been in Dock Dogs, and. When Dropic and Sue and Joey and Steve and his family shows up, and it was just awesome to be able to sit around underneath the canopy and talk about you know years past, you know.
Well, that is cool, and you know that you know one of those things. That's why I don't think people mind at all trying to find you a good spot for the RV when they know you're bringing it up and everything. You guys are facilitators. You bring that Southern hospitality to wherever you go. You invite people over and you make it a nice place to sit, visit, catch up on things, hang out between your jumps or whatever the case.
Right. Believe it or not, nobody asked Deb, what did you say? Nobody. I don't remember anybody having her repeat, what did you say? You know, so, but I'm sitting here in a Carolina Dock Dogs T-shirt, and Deb is sitting here with her new female Beantown Dock Dogs shirt. Uh-huh. Now, ain't that awesome? You know,
yeah.
Shows the Beantown, you know, for starting up that club up there.
Yep. It's a very nice. It's great. I like collecting some of the shirts. I don't have them all. I try to get some in places. Just out west. Jennifer got a SoCal T-shirt. She loves it. Has been wearing it a couple times already. So you know, whenever you go out and you get a chance, I like to get a shirt here and there. I can't get them all because that's all I can find in my closet anyway.
Yep. And I forgot the T-shirt that we made up for Nashville, but Joey didn't. He brought his, and he was wearing it.
His Puppy Power shirt,
the Puppy Power shirt.
Yep.
And Joey was wearing it, and I said, good gosh, I wish I would have put that in there. But I did bring out my Get Excited shirt from back in 2007, 2008, wore it for a day. And, you know, it just brought back a lot of great experiences. I don't like to call them they are memories, but they're also great experiences that I will never forget.
Oh, yeah, they are. That's the best part about some of those shirts, too, especially the special ones like that. Yep, they're a great time.
Radio Doc Dogs will return after this message.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
We are back. Radio Doc Dogs.
So, guys, what's your plans for the rest of the season here? Have you figured it out? Are you taking it just day by day, or you already know what you want to do, where you want to be, and how you're going to do it?
Well, the two things I know for sure, we got the September Carolina Doc Dogs event, and we've got the November Carolina Doc Dogs event. We're kind of looking at different things. The next couple of months, we'll kind of lay back a little bit and see what happens. I am getting ready to start something very exciting here in Indian Creek. And, I'm not going to say exactly what it is, but I know me and Deb are excited about it, and I think it's going to be grand for a lot of reasons.
A teaser there. Okay. Well,
I've been told I like to tease. So.
So I wouldn't want to let you guys go without first seeing how all the doggy fur babies are doing, the pups are doing.
They're doing great. They're all laying right here by us. Sir Harley is doing great. He's had his issues, but he's hanging on. You know, doesn't show any certain, categories of, anytime soon, leaving us or anything like that. And Mr. Bentley is still crazy as all get out. And, of course, Princess Nala, she's just fantastic. Maybe she might need to lose a little bit of weight, but, hey. And, of course, we then got Sunshine, the legal. That's a beagle and a lab mix. She's a ruler of the roost. She lets everybody know it's cookie time or it's food time. And I tell you, I've never seen a dog aggravate you as much as she does. I mean, it's just relentless. She's going to let you know. And of course, Queen Sasha is Queen Sasha. She still loves to lick you and give you all that sugar. And then Kathy Girl, what can I say? Kathy Girl is a Sir Harley pup, and she's just great. Still, we took her to Federal. First time that we have taken her to an event for the weekend in a long time.
Yeah, how'd that go?
All in all, it was good. I didn't worry about how far she jumped. Her first jump was, under 15 feet. But then I done the placing sand with her. I didn't even try to do the chase with her. And she had a ball and crossed over close to 16 feet. So, for her not being on the dock for a while, I was just tickled to death with that.
That's great. Yeah, I'm hoping to get to see her again soon. It's been a while for us as well, and I know her sister Hallie would like to visit.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So they got it, I can't say they got it in their blood, but their labs, and they enjoy the water.
Yeah,
and,
they do,
they
don't
just,
they?
Fantastic.
Well, great. I appreciate you taking out some time and talking with us. I know you've had a busy week doing the work thing that we all have to do, and take that busy time out of our play, but I guess that's what you got to do, right?
Well, that's only me. Deb is staying at home now because they shut down the plant that she was working at for 15 years. And, but I have to give kudos to Deb She has really stepped up to the plate. She, one of her goals is when I come home on Thursday, she tries to have everything done that she can do, and that way I can relax on the weekends. And, but like I say, last weekend was a very, very relaxing weekend. You know, no pressure, no whatever. But the other thing I'll bring up last weekend, I saw a lot of hard competition between teams. When they got on the dock, when they come off the dock, they were just as friendly as all get out, high-fiving everybody.
Yep, that's dock dogs.
Great job and all this. But when they started the finals, they had run some finals before we left Sunday morning. And I think it was the first time I'd ever seen anybody, when they finished in the top three, just simply break down and cry.
Oh,
they were
wow.
so happy that they'd never imagined that they would end up in the top three. Yeah, that was their goal, but they really didn't imagine that they would make it. But they really, you know, they cried with joy. You know?
Well, that's cool. That's great. And that's, you know, that's part of the excitement and everything of Dock Dogs. It's some of us sometimes just take for granted maybe those Worlds invites a little more than we should. I don't think I do, because I don't think they're easy to come by for me. Now, I know there's some teams out there, and they go to one regional, they get their invite, they're good, you know, and they knew they were getting it. But, you know, we have to work for ours, and I'm proud of, and I only got one, Chocolate, Cammy, and she had to work for it, and she earned it, too, I'm proud to say. You know, sometimes you can get that if somebody already had an invite or they dropped out, but nope, she earned it. So I know that feeling a bit, too. I'm probably not going to see me break down and cry on it, but I can sympathize with that.
Oh yeah, it's it's just grand all the way around, and I hope I see everybody that I saw this past weekend and weekends past, you know, before. I hope I see them 11 years from now.
Yep, we hope so too. Hey guys, thanks again, really appreciate it. It's always fun talking with you, and it's been too long since we did. We'll have to try and shorten these up a little bit in between. But have fun at your next events, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys and hanging out with you at Worlds.
Sounds grand, man. Looking forward to it.
All right, bye. Bye, Deb.
Bye, sweetheart.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, that's it for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate it. And I want to thank my guests once again, Mike March, Jay, and Deb Harris. Thanks again for coming on the show. Whatever you're doing this weekend, especially you're at that regionals there in Canada, you know, jump big, have fun, good luck, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Doc Dogs.